Until your ability to be aware at the heart area become very, very clear. Until throughout the day, you are able to be aware of your heart, even while living life, while walking, while doing your daily thing, traveling, driving, or what. The awareness is always from there, the heart area outward. So from the heart area outward is the awareness that is aware of external. Then when you silence everything and do it in the form of meditation, then the awareness is aware of all the internal movement, all the internal activity. But when you are very stable already, later on, that sensitivity of mindfulness and awareness can even be aware of your subtle mental intention, which you never see before, which you can never understand in the past. But that nature has that sensitivity to see. That is very sensitive. The slightest discomfort or slightest, I should say, very slight dislike or unpleasant feeling or sensation, you can detect already. That's why during that time, you cannot suffer already because, not to say you cannot totally suffer, but that suffering has developed that, sorry, that mindfulness has developed the ability to be so sensitive. The slightest discomfort or what I should say, the very subtle reaction of mind, you can feel it already. And when you become so sensitive, it cannot continue because that wisdom prevents you from allowing that stress to build up or that discomfort to build up. Then you know how to relax into it and let it normalize, let it stabilize. That's the process that cultivator will go through. And from there onward, they realize they cannot really, like last time, easily get angry, unhappy, stir their mind because that time they are not sensitive. They cannot feel all this. But when you're very sensitive, all this cannot happen anywhere. You are aware. It's just like the Buddha said, this noble truth or dukkha is to be understood. How to understand it? To have the mindfulness to be aware. That is how you can understand it. So through the awareness, you will see how that stress come about. You can trace the origination factor. You must have reacted there. Then the subtle defilement, the subtle reaction, all you can see. The intent behind, which is very subtle, normal people cannot see. Even the subconscious and the unconscious release from inside, you can see that how your dream actually manifests everything, you can actually see that. And you become very different after that. So all these are the process that will happen later. Okay?